land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Good morning, everyone. It's Izzy Lyman. You're listening to 97.7 FM WCHY. The show is Your Defending Fathers. And the text line is open, 231-758-7707. And there, that liberal guy whose text I read earlier just kept at it, so I blocked him. Because whatever, right? Whatever. Sometimes you got to just block people. They're just annoying. Anyway, so some housekeeping business here. This was the segment I had was hoping to have Jake Lang on. I have been not able to get through. His situation, of course, is very difficult. So we're going to try him again after the break, but I have a sub-guest in the meantime. But let me share a little bit about Jake Lang, as some of you out there in the internet worlds, as we say, or just who are just informed people, know that Jake is a political prisoner, and he has been in the D.C. Gulag now, and other prisons. I think it's number 13. He has been incarcerated for over 1,000 days without due process. It's among one of the more shocking things that has ever happened in our beloved country. And yet, Jake is one of the most fiery Christians you could ever imagine listening to, and he is just amazing. It is literally like you're thinking, this was what Paul must have sounded like when he was in prison. It's an incredibly unfair situation. He had a little bit of good news recently when the U.S. Supreme Court agreed to hear a case brought by one of his January 6th co-defendants, another political prisoner. And by the way, Jake is from upstate New York, and he is only in his 20s, so can you imagine? But anyway, the Supreme Court on December 13th agreed to hear the case brought by a gentleman named Joseph Fisher to dismiss the obstruction charge. I believe the charge is obstruction of Congress. So the court's decision, expected by the end of June, will affect not only the three men, but also former President Trump and hundreds of other January 6th defendants who will all face the same charge. The crime carries a maximum of 20 years in prison. So if you don't know much about Jake, I invite you to read up on him or follow him on Twitter or X, as it's called, Jake Lang. He has a very strong following. He's constantly in media. He was recently interviewed by Lou Dobbs on his podcast, and it was just amazing. It was truly amazing. This young man is so articulate. And what he's gone through, none of us should ever go through. So if you don't know much about him, do look him up. He helps the other J6 political prisoners with a fund. I believe that's also on his X account. And, of course, you can always certainly pray for this young man and hope that God brings justice to his terrible situation. And by the way, couple of things I want to mention. He is accused of wielding deadly weapons against Capitol Police officers, including a bat and a shield. But he explained very well on the Lou Dobbs podcast that he was acting in self-defense and helping a woman and a man who needed his assistance. And some of this is on video. So, again, I invite you to take a look, see what you think, and definitely please remember Jake in your prayers. But we will try again after the break to see if we can get him. And if not, at least you know that he knows – Jake, you're in our thoughts and prayers. How's that? But more than that, we really are praying for you, and we really are hoping God will do a miracle. And also, the last thing I want to mention is Pastor Corey Shankleton, who's been a guest on this show, is sort of his, I guess you could say, his pastor right now, his chaplain, and he's constantly in touch with Jake, and the two have developed a really good relationship. So we will be back after the break with either our new guest or with Jake. So hang in there, everybody. I'm Izzy Lyman. Thank you so much for listening. Okay, I'm going to try.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has powered Northeast Michigan for more than 85 years. Now we're connecting it to the rest of the world through our new fiber network. Get ready for the PIE&G Connect broadband difference. The fastest speeds in Northeast Michigan, unlimited access, and exceptional reliability. Packages start at $54.95 per month with autopay. There's internet, and then there's PIE&G Connect. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Shut the door, close the border, build that wall. It is time for a strong senator to help close the border. Hi, I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate. Biden's open door policy has caused this massive refugee crisis that endangers our country, increases drug trafficking, and is costing taxpayers billions of dollars. Check out my plan at DocSherry2024.com. I'm not a recycled politician. I will pull off the Band-Aid and cure this problem. Together, we can stop illegal immigration. Paid for by Doc Sherry for Senate.
My name is Todd Spalver. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spalver, electspalver.com. Paid for by Todd Spalver for state.
I never meant to be so bad to you. One thing I said that I would never do. A look from you and I would fall from grace. And that would wipe the smile right from my face.
Good morning. It's Izzy Lyman. The show is WCHY 97.7 FM. We are in the second hour of the show. The show runs from 9 to noon, Monday through Friday. And we have a text line. It's 231-758-7707. And unfortunately, our guest, Jake Lang, was not able to come through. Of course, obviously, he's in a very tough spot in his life, so we totally understand. But we hope that we can get him on a future show to talk to him about his situation, a very dire one. But in the meantime, I have Dr. Whit Lyman on the line. And from time to time, I invite family members on the show when I'm guest hosting. We're kind of like the poor man's Trump family. There's various people who can speak out in the Lyman family on various things. So it's always interesting. So good morning, Dr. Whit.
Good morning, Dr. Izzy, and a belated Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, thank you. Likewise.
Or should I say Feliz Navidad?
Well, right. Somebody wanted to learn more Spanish earlier, so it's time to practice.
I'm learning a poquito more.
Okay, awesome.
So I don't want to be accused of being lazy.
No. That's incredible. Just people are so rude. Anyway, so
let me first point out something. The last two commercials on the show, one was by Dr. Sherry, and that was about illegal immigration.
Yep.
And the other one was Todd Smallenberg, and that was about education. And I'm really, really glad that you're focusing on those two kinds of topics today on your show. They need to be discussed over and over and over, because I'm finding more and more that folks still don't get it. They still don't understand that the education system is not working the way we would like it to work, and they still don't understand that leaving the borders open is going to affect all of us at some point.
Right, and these issues are interconnected, which we can have a whole discussion on, actually. The whole idea of these people that are crossing and being part of our dysfunctional school system, I mean, that's going to be a mess at some point, no?
Well, absolutely. I think all of these folks are going to be trained, first and foremost, how to vote. If there's a D, vote for it. I think that'll be part of the curriculum.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and schools are also notorious now for the whole DEI and woke agenda and public schools. So, and that's kind of the sidebar topic of our conversation here. I wanted to have you on the show, and I'm glad we can have you on the show, because I wasn't too sure it would work out, about the Petoskey Chamber of Commerce recently having what they called a celebration of champions. And this is an annual event, and you have people from all over the community that come to this event. It's very well attended. It was at the Great Lakes Art Center, and they give out awards to folks who've improved the community, I guess, or improved, you think, the chamber's mission, which would be free enterprise, small business, commerce. But this year they had an odd couple of folks that they gave awards to, and I just wanted to kind of have a discussion with you on it and about the chamber. Our chamber is exceptionally, Petoskey Chamber is exceptionally woke, and that the director of it is pro-BLM. She's tweeted to that end. And so during this award ceremony, they gave out two awards. One was the Athena Award to Val Meyerson, who is the librarian at Petoskey, who won't restrict viewing of those porn books that are aimed at minors. And the other person was Pastor Ryan Donahoe, who won the Marty Bander Inclusivity Award. Mr. Pastor Ryan is notorious for attending Gay Pride and sometimes also accompanied by minors and writing sermons and saying sermons that are not very nice about white people. He really believes in white privilege. So is this something the Petoskey Chamber should be giving awards to, Dr. Whit?
Well, it's kind of hard to figure out how it has anything to do with commerce. And if you look at the big picture, though, which is what I did this week after that came out, is I looked at the state chamber here in Michigan, and then I looked a little bit at the national chamber. The whole thing's gone woke. There's a recent comment by Tom Cotton of Arkansas. About how the national chamber has gone woke. There are really no staunch GOP people left in it. And he said nobody on the Hill listens to the chamber anymore. No Republicans. They've gone with the multinational corps. They've gone with the Dems. They've sponsored and backed and advocated for the election of many Democrats lately. So I'm not surprised, I guess, that it's like that here in Petoskey, because it looks like from the top down, the whole DEI inclusivity, that whole program has taken over.
It certainly appears that way. And as you were referencing the National Chamber, there's also a counter to it called the American Free Enterprise Chamber of Commerce, which apparently is actually devoted to free enterprise and not these woke crazy ideologies, who's much more pure, I think, with the old Chamber of Commerce that we were all more familiar with, just supporting people who want to be in the private sector and truly supporting them in a good way. But again, why awards to people who are even in commerce? I mean, a pastor's not in commerce. A librarian's not in commerce. It just doesn't make any sense. And it doesn't make any sense why these organizations would all race to be part of this woke agenda.
Well, it doesn't make sense from the commerce angle, but it does make sense from the woke angle, because these are two of the most woke people in the whole community. And it stands to reason that they would win the woke awards. The problem
right,
with
exactly.
all that is we don't have that alternative here. And I do think that this is the way to go. If the Chamber of Commerce is something that we need in our community, but the one we have isn't working for commerce, then somebody needs to step up, maybe some commercial leaders here in our community, and start a new one and put them side by side and let people join the one that seems to be working best. That's the spirit of competition. And let's see what happens. And if the current chamber just wants to go woke and give awards for being woke, then I guess we got to let them do it. But there actually should be another chamber running side by side with this one that stays in their lane, let's say, and does commerce.
Exactly. I agree with that. But again, I remember back in the COVID days that this particular chamber wasn't very good. They were very aggressively pro-mask, and I don't think they came much to support of small business who were being heavily penalized due to the COVID restrictions. So,
You are right.
Yep. Right. Anyway, yep. So the larger discussion is that organizations like the chamber, which were reliably for the little guy and gal, shall we say, especially the local chambers. And it's kind of part of a larger discussion of some of these giant organizations that we've all grown up with, I think, especially you and I. And we loved, in some ways, what they did, they because the chamber has done some good. But all of them are also going woke, like the Salvation Army, the Red Cross, and Habitat for Humanity. And you recently wrote a blog post for Emmett Responsible Government, a grassroots group we're both involved with, about the local Habitat. Can you expound on that a bit?
I can. It goes along with the chamber. The chamber announced that they were hiring a DEI officer, because now this has become very, very important to them. Well, Habitat did the same. They hired a national, or maybe I think it's an international DEI officer at a pretty good salary, and has made that quite an issue. They have a suggested reading list. They have suggested listening list. And they have come out strongly in support of BLM. And they've come out strongly in terms of the DEI being applied to who gets a house from Habitat and how that all comes down. So I suspect that these other groups are like that, too. I don't know that there's a DEI officer for the Salvation Army, but I wouldn't be surprised. I would think that in order to get all the millions and millions and millions of dollars they are from the federal government these days, they would probably have to have a DEI officer somewhere in there.
Probably. The Salvation Army and the Red Cross have all figured very strongly in this migration invasion, either giving maps to these migrants who are trying to cross into the country, or they're also buying plane tickets, in the case of the Salvation Army, to these migrants with our taxpayer dollars and getting them, right? So we are, right? And so again, who are these people working for? Is it our interest, or are they trying to subvert our interest? And it certainly seems to feel that way if you're a conservative, a patriot, independent, a libertarian, or just an American who's, what's going on?
According to Tom Cotton, they work for their own interests. The people that are getting the big salaries from these organizations, I think I saw that the CEO for Habitat makes $500,000 a year or more. But they're all fighting to keep their jobs in some way. And so in order to keep their jobs, they need the money to come from reliable sources, let's say. And the government has turned out to be a reliable source for all these people. And so they continue to take the government money, the tax money, to serve their purpose, which is to keep their jobs. I know they do give homes. I know they do some good things.
Yes.
But in the end, it looks like that's not their primary concern.
That it appears that they have lost sight of the once great mission that they had, and Habitat was such a beloved organization for so many years. It had a great mission, the idea of helping folks build affordable housing, and then folks getting involved in the equity part of it. I was a great admirer of it, to tell you the truth. I just thought it was an amazing organization. So I'm very disappointed and disheartened to see them going in this new route of political correctness.
Yeah, it's even more than that. It's a sponsored racism. When you start favoring one group of people over another group of people because of the color of their skin, that you're just advocating for racism. And I really, really wish we didn't have to go there.
Right, I agree. That is, again, in terms of my discussion at the beginning of the show, what does it mean to be American? And we have had such a great run of being blind to these kind of things in a good way. We're not judging people by the color of their skin, but the content of their character, as was famously said. And we're, exactly. we're certainly starting to lose that in a big way. And it's very, very alarming.
Yeah, and in addition to race, too, they've gone to the LGBTQ side of things. Michigan Chamber has a Pride Chamber now. The National Chamber, I believe, has a Pride Chamber. And they were gung-ho behind all the Pride events in June, locally, statewide, and nationally.
As they are with the abortion issue, the Detroit Chamber sponsored a debate on the island during the gubernatorial race, and I believe the first question was about abortion, which, again, what? What are you guys getting involved with this for? But it's all part of the scheme. The scheme.
Right. It does have a commercial component to it. We know that. But it seems like we don't need to go there.
I agree. We don't need to go there. Let's leave that issue out of the commerce, free enterprise, small business side of the chamber, as well as the housing, because housing is very important. But why politicize it to this extreme degree, to where it's going to hurt your donor base, too, somewhat? I mean, there's only so much money you can get from the government, and the donors aren't going to be as excited, perhaps, of giving money like they are to these colleges.
Exactly. Exactly. I think it's interesting that the three things you mentioned, immigration, abortion, and the LGBTQ thing, those are front and center on our governor's list of the people that she wants to come to Michigan.
Yes.
She formed a task force to bring the LGBT community to Michigan. She's openly said, I think this was before Ohio passed their constitutional amendment, but she wanted people to come to Michigan to have abortions, and she's definitely recruiting immigrants to come here and fill the spots of the good Michigan people who are leaving.
Oh, it's so tragic. It's so sad. We can only hope that more good folks get in that legislature, like Representative Shriver, like Representative Maddock, like Representative Fox, all those good folks, Representative Frisky, to see if we can turn this thing around, and maybe one of them will even run for governor one of these days, and we can wholeheartedly support them. So, Dr. Witt,
a huge year for that.
Thank you so much.
Coming up.
Thank you so much for joining us. We really appreciate it.
You betcha.
Talk to you soon.
Yes.